B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
A lot of people are like, you know, harassing my boy Chris Evans, Captain America, because they found out that he has a couple of nudes saved in his photo album, and he accidentally showed them off.
Accidentally.
It was accidental. It was accidental. Mm-hmm. He just, you know.
Come on.
It's that thing where you show off, like, your photo album and people, like, catch. They just, like, scroll through with their eyes and go, like, oh, penis. And it was one of those. But think about this. Why not have naked pictures of you saved? If you don't have naked pictures of you saved in your photo album and you're somebody who sends out naked pictures, that means you're mad confident that every day you're going to have a great-looking naked day. Because what I would do is have a bunch of naked pictures saved. That way, if somebody asks for one, and for some reason you're having a day when you don't feel confident, you just go back into your old library, make sure it wasn't one that you sent them before. You can do that now on your phones. And then hit send. Boom. The person's not going to complain. They're getting a naked picture of you.
Would you have a gallery of these photos in different categories?
Absolutely.
Like, completely naked. Boxer briefs.
Yeah. Well, see, as a guy, I have taken naked pictures of myself, but just for myself to see if I could pull off a naked picture, and I realize I can't because I don't look sexy naked. I just don't. No matter what position I put myself in, it looks weird. What am I doing? Opening my legs more? You know what I'm saying? I can't do the grab it and looking at it, like trying to look seductive.
I mean,
I definitely can't do the straight picture of my
head. Get out of my head.
I definitely can't do a straight picture of it because that's like, that's just,
well, when you,
it's just
okay.
Asking for ridicule.
Okay. When you do this, right?
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Let's
Nothing.
See if we can try and help you out a little bit.
Nothing.
So,
no, but the
you take pictures completely naked. You don't do the boxer brief thing, and then maybe like you know how do you have the okay
like the game like look at what it,
yes.
what's behind this
yeah,
fabric
like
there's nothing behind
the
fabric.
Outline
no,
photo.
There is no outline. That's the point.
Okay,
it's just underwear.
Okay.
What's behind the curtain?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have
it's a
the
massive curtain?
Do you have the V?
The ab thing?
Outline, yes.
I do have a little bit of a V outline.
I know a lot. That's really sexy for a lot of women.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of men too. But like,
yeah, but the arrow points to nothing is what I'm trying to tell you.
But that's why you got to use what you have. If you don't have an eggplant in your pants, you got to use the V line. So get yourself a nice pair of boxer briefs. Pull it down a little
bit.
A setup. You can see the V line.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
put that out. You have to use what you have. If you feel like you're not well endowed down there, get yourself a pose or something that you feel like you are well endowed and use that.
I'm endowed. I wouldn't say I'm lacking. There's just nothing exceptional about it. Listen, I've done this many, many times. I've done some weird. I've done like turned around and bend over.
Okay, no. Nobody wants to
I've
see
done,
that.
I've done sitting on the end of the. I've done
that.
Sitting on the end of the bed.
Like wood.
I've done. Yes.
Like, so wait,
you,
have
like
you,
wood and
are you doing photo shoots? Like, is someone taking these pictures for you?
No, I'm taking them by myself.
Oh, Jesus.
In that case, you could do a timer setup.
You have to.
You could set the timer.
Yeah, that's the one thing
know.
I haven't done. I haven't done it like on a tripod aiming at me. It's always me.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I should. I need to take it to the next level. Because you
if
never.
If you need one of those ring things, I have one at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you need the right lighting.
Yeah. You know, it's the combination of I don't have enough down there to like be super impressive, but also the faces I make, I can't make a seductive face.
No,
I can't.
You can't.
It looks silly. You know what I'm saying? But I know my limitations. That's why I haven't sent one out.
Yeah.
You know, but for people who do send it out, you got to take a whole bunch of different ones.
I've taken a couple in the last maybe six
Weekend?
Months. No, like no, because I was always somebody who in my entire life I never took one, and I never would because I'd be one of those people where it would get out, or I would accidentally leak it on my phone.
But all you
so
need
I
is that one
it,
guy to be like, "Hey, send me another one," and all of a sudden you're like, "Woo!" Here we go.
I don't know.
Melissa, do it that way. Like, even if you're here, you're on air with us, right? Going back and forth with some dude, he asks you for something sexy, you don't have to sneak out and go to the bathroom. Just be like, here's the one I took.
Boom, I mean, boom, I have recycled one before. Like, right. I have like maybe two that are saved in my phone.
To the same dude?
No. Oh, okay. To a different person. Yeah. So that's not bad. I don't think that's bad if you do that.
Send the same one to like 10 different dudes.
But no, I'm not going to send it to 10.
Send the same one to the same guy.
It's, you know, you're right. It is an event because you could sit there. I remember one I took, it probably took me 30 minutes to get the right perfect angle.
See, that's too much work. That is way too much work.
It is a lot of work. And I'll tell you another little hint. These are all things that, like, I'm telling you, if I actually sent out naked pictures, I'd be an expert at it. Because another thing to do, the filters on Instagram are way better than the filters on your phone. They just are. So what you got to do is...
Snapchat's even better.
Really?
Sorry.
Yeah, but Snapchat
filters are 10 times better than Instagram.
Snapchat
filters.
Makes it a little... You could kind of tell. It looks a little fake.
Yeah.
It's like a plastic surgery face versus a regular face. What you do is you take the naked picture... Put it on, don't put it on Instagram, but go on Instagram and filter the hell out of it. Do not post it.
That's how the accidents happen.
No, yeah, you gotta do it sober. You filter the hell out of it, and then you screenshot it and act like it's something that you're just sending with a beautiful Valencia background.
Valencia.
Okay. That's how.
Valencia, Clarendon.
I can't.
I'll tell you which other one is good. Valencia, Clarendon, and what the hell? The one starts with B, I think.
Next thing you know, Romero's naked picture is on Instagram with a nice caption. Because that's how the accidents happen. When you try and upload something and put a filter on it, forget
it. No, you got to be smart with it.
Yeah.
So Pebbles.
Mm-hmm. So was Chris Evans.
Are you?
So Pebbles what?
Well, now that I've given you all these tips.
I've never taken one. Never wanted to take one. Never sent one. And I was with somebody for 6 years. Never.
Hey, did he ever ask you for it?
No.
What?
If someone asked
him, he saw it in person whenever he wanted. Okay. What's the point?
Yeah, but every now and then he's at work.
Please.
You're like, hey, look what's waiting for you when you get home.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.